Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's time for the open line.
Open line. Open line on kaya959.
Whatever's on your mind, hit us up. Send us a voice note or give us a call on the line at the moment. Kintate Selby. Good morning, Tate Selby.
Good morning, Sol and the family. How are you there?
We're great. Hope you're well. What's on your mind?
I'm blessed beyond me. Now, I want to tell him for that the only win of Pirates this weekend is going to be a draw.
Okay. What makes you say that?
There's no way Pirates can beat Sundowns. Sundowns has got best players. And only the school children are at Pirates. They are still learning.
But these are the school children who know how to play on the continent and know how to play well on the continent.
No, they are best, but they are still learning. I don't disagree that they are best. They are best, but they are still learning. In 2 years, that is coming, yes. There will be equivalent.
Not this one, to be honest with you. I'm finding it very difficult to call because when you look at the statistics, Pirates do have a slight edge in this particular tie. Because in 57 games that they've played, Pirates has won 23, they have 19 losses, and the others have ended in 15 draws, right? So in terms of the stats, it is a Pirates side that's looking better. But in terms of performance and squad, you are right. It is Sundowns that has the better team. So it's a difficult one to call in that this LB.
Yeah, so born a kutamani niggas in Dala. Well, as Kondalezi, he's saying they are schoolboys, right? But we shall see. May the best team win.
Morning, Sol and the ladies. I question ya miyagu Juliet. JJ, akung jelila. Jomfuni vali vali. Is it only for that day? Or is it going to be forever? Nana? Or are we just doing it for radio? We are catching it. Dates. Is it going to be forever? Nana? Or hotla wana khala ting? Ke kopa ko buchisa, I want to know that.
Pertinent question.
Yo, my team is excited for this one. They're like, nah, it's you know, I'm open to the possibility. Any possibilities, hey? Because you know, ladies, you can't predict what it's going to be forever, eh, now or not.
True.
On the first date. Yes, it could be. Who knows, you know? I'm open to the possibility.
But you're just going in it with an open heart, and an open mind. It could develop if it does. It could flop if it flops.
Exactly.
Do tune in. Before we end the show, we're going to get Juliet, because yesterday we did ask for Romeos to send applications to Juliet to be her Valentine. And today we've got a top five, and we're going to be delving into it, and she'll
and
be making a choice.
I have my faves. I've been trying to sway her to choose
Mpo
my
has
faves.
Been doing that.
Yeah, there was a taxi owner, this Brapito, our very old car, 959 news reporter. Hey, my name, I'm a Funutando Loako. We shall see. Ish, yeah, on my mind, you know, there's this thing that's been bothering me, and I just want to send condolences and a rest in peace, man. There's a young boy by the name of Retegofetsi Sinello, who's 16. Went to Krugersdorp High, and they were playing cricket against CBC Christian Brothers College in Boksburg. And they were fielding. And as they field, you know, sometimes a ball goes up in the sky and one of you guys catches it. Sometimes two of you go for it. And he collided with a teammate. Teammate was concussed and he was rushed to hospital and didn't make it. Freak accident, totally. No one could have done anything about it. No one is at fault. And I hope the kid that survives doesn't feel at fault. Because we know what happens with sports. It can be, rugby, it happens a lot. You know, so rest in peace to him. And hey, no parent should bury a child. So yeah, that's what's been on my mind. What's on your mind?
Morning sees the world. Happy Friday. For Open Line, can you please discuss Ama Econ? I have been sick ever since Savul and 7 is 6 scratching. The aircons are forever on. Why? Why do the aircons need to be on like 24/7? It's raining, the aircon is on. It's cloudy, the aircon is on. Gosh, it's okay, I get it. But the aircon is on and Sishalapa for 8 hours. Like, is there a law really that says my aircon need to be on for so long and shouldn't consider your employees' health?
Because
wow,
no, me, I'm all for air cons. Because when you have 8 hours, I'm on bachulugi. The thing is, it's about finding the right temperature for everyone.
True. Even here, we struggle. Between Sizwe and Maple.
Usizwe usfaku June, July.
Literally
and figuratively.
But also, let's consider that a lot of buildings actually do not have windows that can physically open.
Yes.
So the air conditioning system is what rotates the air and keeps it clean.
Because I come now to Mungana Econ, when all staff members are there in one little room, it's go staff.
And a lapine.
Food. And abanye, they don't roll with the roll-ons. So, hey, that's blala. So I think it's just finding the right temperature that appeases everyone. Yeah. But Econ, yafuneka, please.
So you've said what is on your mind.
Yeah.
What is on my mind is my 2000. Guys, my 2000 don't care. My 2000, nirubaboni mabani. Imbongi ka president.
Oh, that Mbongi Yason, I didn't see it.
Did
what
you
happened?
Hear?
No.
Okay, wait, let's play this. Please listen.
Ilangali Yason, amasoma kalisama kwelo, ikushas kukuzelela ngasika. Mandigega, my president. Mandigega, my cupcake.
Cupcake.
How do you call the president a cupcake during your Mbongi procession?
What's wrong with that, though? I that's the nickname we've all come to love.
That nickname emanates from a very unfortunate incident.
Oh, the leaked WhatsApps.
Yes.
And allegations. It had to do with emails. So when everybody uses that kind of a term freely.
And especially on such an occasion.
Okay, but guys, I want to tell us about Dala, ne? Like, Sbadala. That kid, Mwani, 2000, like you say.
I'm saying, I'm a 2000, don't care.
No, but remember, she may not know the source of the nickname Cupcake, because we all know it comes from funny activities, you know. And
I'm surprised you're saying this, because we had the exact same conversation.
Yes.
Around the baby face situation. Same situation.
And if you are afforded such a platform, either try and get somebody else who can edit your speech beforehand, or else make sure to go away now, because you are now have been elevated to a place above your peers. Make sure you've done your research and find if there are any offensive terms, even maybe in the Xhosa culture, whatever the case may be, because you have been elevated to a space above even other 2000s. You are going to be Imbongi for a whole president.
For the Sona.
Is cupcake still offensive? Is it not now a term of endearment now?
He does not like it. He does not like it. I've done a number of events, presidential events, and the one thing they will state to you is, please do not refer to the president as cupcake.
For
he does
real?
Not like it.
But it's not even about liking it. Even if Bektuo Donald Trump on a nickname,
yeah, not on such an occasion.
Oh, well, I guess we'll never hear cupcake in the headlines.
So, can we talk a bit about losing weight, right? I've started my journey yet again for the 100th time. So now, I've always heard people saying, why do you want to take the easy way out? Guys, do you know how easy it is to put on weight? How easy it is to put on weight. But why, when people opt for things that are going to make it easier for them to lose it, it's a crime. Why is that? Like, I don't get it. Why must it be too damn hard when you're trying? I try, so every morning I wake up, I do my 5 kilometers, and every morning it feels like I'm fighting for my life. Why do we judge people that take the easy way out? Hi, guys.
What is the easy way out? Because I'm going to know you're running. That's not the easy way out. And it's your journey as well. And don't put pressure on yourself. It's more of a lifestyle change. The first run feels like you're dying by the end of it. The second, the fifth, the 18th run, it becomes nature. And when you skip the 19th run, you're like, oh, something is missing. It becomes a habit. So just take it one step at a time. No quick fixes and you'll be fine. It's a journey and it's yours. Personalize it. We've got a caller from Pimville. Tate.
Morning, how are you, Saul and Pode?
Oh, good, man. What's going
happy
on?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday! Yeah, man.
And you're saying you are on the street on the end and you are rhythm and beat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to talk about what I see guys around, ne?
Yeah.
Kids are not encouraged to go to school anymore. They are around. I see a lot of kids sitting around, and parents are not playing that role. Remember, when we do that, we are killing the nation and increasing the high level of crime. We can't always blame the government. As parents, we need to play that role to say kids need to be taken to school. Like one of the houses, you find that I'm talking basic education metric.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about. A lot of kids don't even complete metric now. They think social media is the way. They look at Instagram and all that. When you go to the mall and use Wi-Fi and all that, use it for use it for a good use. Look for an opportunity. Don't go there and sit and go look for a flashy lifestyle that you can't maintain. That's my word for the day. Thank you.
Tate, does it not stem from the fact that we do have a lot of graduates that are sitting at home doing nothing? So some of the kids might think, you know what, instead of me trying to do my matric and finish and then anyway, so might as well. Do you get what I mean? It's sort of a catch-22 situation.
Can I say this? Mm. Remember, in life you need to prepare yourself for something. Mm. You can't expect something if you're doing nothing.
I hear you.
So it means you need to put yourself in a proper position. Let's look at last year. I'm in the field of engineering. Let's look at last year and the year before.
Yeah.
There have been opportunities. If you look recently, Motsepe's mine was giving bursaries. What happened? It's pure math and all that. A lot of kids couldn't go through because I took those articles to where I stay, and I couldn't even find one kid with pure math and science. Can you believe that?
I hear you.
Mm. So yeah. I'm talking practically.
Yeah, it's a huge issue, man. I don't know what the answer is. And maybe sometimes we need to relook at what we tell kids the trajectory of their life should be. Because I know a lot of them sometimes feel like, ish, I don't want to do maths. I don't want to be an academic. Yeah. And we could maybe look at the FET route where they learn artisanal skills, where they can be self-employed. We had a whole show about this, I think, last week or a few weeks ago. So, yeah, we really need to look at that because it is a ticking time bomb. Mm. Yeah, driver lukshini, unemployment, abanye abantwana abekho nasesikolweni. So we really need to somehow find a fix, eh?
Mm-hmm. Open line. Because I've been trying to find a slot for EPDP. Because Lendo Bebatis Pukweguyo in Natis. Natis always has no spots, especially around Kurulen. It always has no spots.
What I have found with regards to Inatis is that when you go there on a Tuesday, try and go there on a Tuesday morning. That's when they normally refresh the slots for the week. So if you try Tuesday morning, maybe you're more likely to find a slot. But try and get there like as early as possible on a Tuesday.
Thank you. I think that's where we're going to wrap it up, man. It's 2 minutes to 8 o'clock on the open line.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.